Tefillah for Life, Shir 11:12, Yom Revi, B'Shabbes, Parshas Vayeshanan. All of the shiurim for today have been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas, my great aunt, Yafa Basar Shlomo Zalman Alevi. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send her an Eloi Nishama, and she should be Zeiche to a Lichtige Gan Eden. Umehalalim l'shem tefartecha. That's the next words in Vayevarech David. We thank the Rabbeinu Shlalom, and we're mehalel l'shem tefartecha. We praise the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's teferes, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beauty. And there's two aspects in what the Pasuk is saying over here, that we're mehalel shem tefartecha. First of all, the concept of hilo. We mentioned many times from Avigdor Miller that Hallel is a lotion of excitement. We say Hallel on Yom Tiv. We say Hallel when it's a time of excitement, a lotion of Hoylulus. So when a person thinks about the chesed of the Rabbeinu Shalom, besides for just praising and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be Mehallel the Rabbeinu Shalom. It should awaken in us a desire to go wild in our praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Excitement is very important in Avodas Hashem. People get excited about everything under the sun, but not necessarily about Avodas Hashem. And the goal is for a person to get excited about serving the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Mehalalim l'shem tefartecha. To be mehalal, the shem tefartecha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why we use the term shem tefartecha, the name of the beauty of the Rabbeinu Shlalom, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, anything that you see in this world, brings out the teferes of the Rabbeinu Shlalom, brings out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beauty. Every single thing that goes on in this world is a manifestation of Kveid Shemayim, and it beautifies the Shem Hashem. And therefore, when we think about it, all the things that we discussed, the Gvura and the Teferes and the Netzach and the Hoyd and everything else that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us and everything that the Rabbeinu Shalom created in this world, it gives us a little bit of a glimpse of the power and the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that gets us excited. That's Mehalalim L'Shem Tefartecha. A person wants to get excited about his service of the Rabbeinu Shalom, about his praising of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to think a little bit. He has to appreciate what the Rabbeinu Shalom has done for him. So we're talking specifically about Shem Tefartecha, meaning a person noticed the Teferes, the beauty of the Rabbeinu Shalom, which is demonstrated in what the Rabbeinu Shalom has done. Every single thing that's in this world is a manifestation of the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you see beauty, you should think, this is a demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beauty. And when a person appreciates the beautiful world that the Rabbeinu Shalom created, it gets you excited, and it makes you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though today might be just a random day, and there might not be anything that you will be excited about when you're serving the Rabbeinu Shalom, you came to Shacharis, and you don't feel like there's anything special going on. U'mehalalim l'shem tefartecha. When a person understands and internalizes Chesed Hashem, that's the Avodah Shebelev in this part of davening. To try to internalize, try to feel how much chesed the Rabbeinu Shalom gave you, and that will generate a hilul, that will generate an excitement to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the avoida of this pasuk. To not just thank the Rabbeinu Shalom, but also mehalalim l'shem tefartecha.